1450 KBMW.
Hey, good morning. We're back here, Radio Hut. My name is Damlin. Thank you. Making us part of your morning. 21 right now and cloudy. Got to talk real estate because we do this every Tuesday with Steve Dietrich in from My Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Is this a calm before the storm?
It is, yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Might be starting up. I'm looking at radar going, okay, we'll be okay here for the next couple hours.
Yep.
Then I don't know. All bets might be off.
Exactly.
Numbers. I always start with numbers with you. You're kind of the numbers guy.
Yeah, numbers aren't doing a whole lot. Not necessarily going down either, but the Feds are certainly trying to make them go down. So right. I'm going to give it another week or two, and hopefully we can start going in the right direction again.
How come the housing market, locally, nationally, regionally, whatever, hasn't been as crazy as everything else going on in the country? How come the housing market seems to be, do I dare say, stable?
You know,
more stable than everything else.
Stable might be an okay word at this point in time, but yeah, certainly not on the upward rush that it was, you know, a couple of years ago. And I will blame a lot of this on the interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were used to 3.5%, and the younger people who would normally be looking to buy houses, they're not looking right now because they don't like the interest rates. Their payments are going to be a lot higher, and so they're comfortable sitting in an apartment right now.
All right. And you said you're staying busy. It's been a busy time for you. That's a good problem.
Yeah, it is. I personally have a few things going on that's kept me busy, you know, through the holidays so far. And, you know, I put on a new twin home townhouse, if you will, and it sold right away. But that style of living, one floor, no steps, that's the thing that's out there right now that people seem to be looking for.
That's kind of become the norm, and it's kind of trending that way. I mean, is it that way nationwide or across the region?
Well, I'm not sure about nationwide, but it certainly is here. And, you know, when I first started in the business, and now I'm going to date myself, but, you know, back in 1980, and I think of the complex that we just sold that twin home in, which was those yellow condos off 16th Avenue up there, and you know, I sold the very first one on that complex brand new for $48,000, you know, and now they're selling for $250,000 and or maybe a little less than that. But now you don't have enough of them, and we couldn't give them away back then. You know,
right.
People just weren't ready for that style of living, but it's happened.
Let's talk a little bit. We were talking about this before we went on the air about appraisals. For people that don't know, and it's, say, for instance, first time buying or selling. How big of a factor do appraisals run in all of this?
Well, it's a big deal when there's a loan, okay? So most of the time when people pay cash, there is not an appraisal because there's no bank. We don't need one. It's an agreed-upon deal, and it happens, and that's it. And then that becomes a comparable sale also. But when you have an appraiser involved, you know, they have to go out and, quote, prove it on paper with previous sales. And they can come in and require things to be fixed. And, you know, if you will, they can raise heck with a transaction. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So you just try to get all your ducks in a row and be ready for those guys before they get there and hope that you've got it figured out. And I just got a surprise in this last week, too, with one I didn't expect. And so now here we go. You got to try to figure that thing out and see what we can do.
Is it kind of a hold your breath thing with appraisals too? It's like, well, here it comes. We'll see what bounces back.
You know, I would tell you that most of the time, I think a realtor knows when they're high.
And you know, because you've been doing this forever. Yeah.
You hold your breath and hope that it happens. And you know, it's hard to get comparable sales when your market's going up, which 2 years ago, that was probably a hair-pulling experience for the appraisers, too. I get it. But right now, you know, things are kind of stabilized right now, and I guess I was a little surprised that happened, but it just goes to show you, don't get comfortable.
Good information. Always good information on this segment, Steve. Now, you got your holiday open house tomorrow.
Yep, we do. It's 11:30 to 1:30 at the office.
All right. I'm going to stop down for that.
There you go.
Is there more Chex Mix in my future? Tell me yet.
There is.
That was delayed. It lasted 2 days. This huge tin lasted 2 days.
Well, you'll get some more.
All right. Well, I'm happy with that. Steve Dietrich, always great to have you in here. Stay safe out there with the weather, and we'll talk next Tuesday, all right?
We'll be watching.
All right. 9:13 here, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
And she asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach.